MTV. Welcome to my crib. It's Coachella weekend, hot mess style. It's Coachella. My best friends and I are in a house together. We're in Palm Springs right now. We're actually staying across the street from Coachella. I'm gonna show you around the house really quick. So we're staying with Poppy, and they have a bunch of these like Poppy vending machines throughout here. They sent me and all my friends here, which was actually insane. I'm so excited for this episode. You guys have no idea what's about to come. So up here, we have our big Poppy spread. We have Coachella. And then, how many of there are us? One, two, I don't know. I think there's six of us. And we're all spread out through different rooms in the house. We have, you know, our tequila everywhere. And then this is our Poppy style living room. We have another vending machine, more Poppy, big Coachella TV. I'll show you guys my room really quick, even though it may not be the cutest right now. Ashton and I are staying in this one. It's a little bit of a disaster because we've been getting ready for Coachella all weekend. I'm gonna show you guys the backyard because, first of all, Coachella's right there, so we can hear the music. Poppy decked out this backyard. There's like Poppy floats, Poppy towels, Poppy pool, big Poppy sign. And we are Coachella-ing this weekend. We're in a new place and we also have a new intro for you guys. Let's go. I've been moving like a hot mess. I don't want no combo, I want checks. I don't want the second, I want best. I'm all in my head, sweet, I'm a wreck. I've been moving like a hot mess. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. First dates can be so much fun, we all know that, but I also know how scary they can be. And as much as I want you guys to all have a good time, your safety should always come first. That's a priority. When my friends are going on dates, I make sure that they share their location with me. I'm always texting them for updates, making sure they're good, they feel safe. And I have good news for you guys. Dating is about to get easier and safer thanks to Tinder's safety features. Share My Date is the best way to let your friends know your plans for the night. That way they know where you are and aren't blowing up your phone when you don't text them back. Noonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services if you're feeling uneasy or in need of assistance on a date. And Are You Sure?, which will prompt you or someone you're chatting with to think twice before sending a potentially offensive or harmful message. Feel confident about dating safely with Tinder. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
Welcome to Coachella weekend. So that was a tour of the house that Poppy put us in. And I keep seeing on my TikTok, everyone's like, Coachella is basically the influencer Olympics right now. There's all these different brands and different houses, and they put people up, and it's just like funny. Everyone's like comparing the different houses and stuff. But honestly, I'm just so happy that I get to be with my friends, and like I got to bring a whole group of my friends, and it's just honestly amazing being around them and getting to share these experiences with them because friends are most important. My group is especially excited for the festival because we love the music. Like a lot of people I think like go to these things and they're like, okay, we're gonna go to Coachella, we're gonna like take some pictures, we're gonna get a drink at the bar, and they leave and like go to the after parties. But like, we actually are in the front row at the festival, like jumping up and down. Like, we are so excited to get down and dirty this weekend. It's so crazy to think about how much has changed in 3 years. Like, looking back at this Coachella compared to Coachella 2 years ago. So this is my third Coachella. My first year going to Coachella was my junior year of college, and it was drastically different than this. I'm gonna take you back and tell you guys the story of my first Coachella because this one is very like bougie on top. The other one was like sleeping on a hotel floor with strangers, but I'm gonna explain the story. So I'm in my junior year of college, and I grew up on the East Coast, so Coachella to me was kind of a foreign concept. Like, I had seen it, I would see like all the Victoria's Secret models go and the Instagram models go back in like 2015 and posing in front of the Ferris wheel, and I was always like, wow, like that seems like really insane and really cool. But I never like thought I would go. Like, it was just too far of a distance that like no one on the East Coast was really like flying out to go to Coachella, or at least like no one I was around. And if you don't know what Coachella is or what the setup is like, because honestly at first I didn't really know, I feel like at this point I've got it down pat, but Coachella is a music festival, and what's fun about Coachella is it's all different types of music. So you get like every genre. You have people who are there like rocking, you have people who are there like raving, you have like the chill like hippie people. Like, it is just all different types of vibes. They also have like the mainstream pop music. And basically the way it's set up is it's a big festival ground, and there's like 8 stages maybe, all kind of spread out. I don't quote me on that, there may be more. There's little food tents throughout. They have stuff where you can get merch. And then what's cool about Coachella is, one, it's in the desert, so you have like the beautiful like mountains and palm tree view. And then they also just like set it up like very aesthetic and cute. Like, they have this big windy tower that's like this rainbow tower that people walk in. They have this huge Ferris wheel, which is like iconic for Coachella. Like, so many people take pictures in front of that Ferris wheel. I will be doing that this weekend. And then they also have these big like colorful statues just in the middle of the grass. I know music festivals can stress people out sometimes, or they don't really like it, but like, personally, my friends and I, we love it. Like, we are just down to have a good time, and we want to go and listen to the music. So now, this is my junior year of college, and I had probably about like 150,000 TikTok followers at the time. So I was like doing social media, just like on a different level than I am now. But I was getting started. I was working with some brands, and there was this one clothing brand that they reached out to me literally 2 weeks before Coachella, or it actually might have been a week. Like, it was so last minute, probably because they had like tried to invite other people, and then they were like, okay, wait, who can we get to come with us? And they reached out to me. They were like, okay, if you come to Coachella, we'll give you VIP tickets to Coachella. You have to like get yourself there, but we'll give you tickets if you do, I think it was like 10 or 12 posts a day, maybe 14. I just remember it being some crazy number. So I had ended up doing like 40 posts over this weekend for this brand. And I was like, yes, like, say less, I will be there. I was so beyond excited. I told all my friends, I was like, guys, I got invited to go to Coachella. And now the problem became, okay, I have to buy a flight to get there. I have to find a place to stay. And I also have to find people that are also going, because I don't know anyone else going. So I bought like the cheapest ticket that I could get to Coachella. And this other girl that I had known, but I only knew her through social media, she had also like done posts with the brand. She was a influencer, kind of like same level as me. And we had like DM'd a bunch before. She was also going with the same brand. So she had reached out to me and she was like, do you want to go to this Coachella thing together? Like, we can try and find a place to stay together. Like, this is going to be so exciting. And I was like, yes, amazing, 100%. I had never met her before, but I didn't care. I was like, we are going to the West Coast. And she had told me that girls she knew from back home in like New York were going to Coachella. And because it was a week before the festival, there was no hotels in miles of Palm Springs, Coachella Valley, Indio, whatever it is. Nothing was available. It was actually like all booked Or if it wasn't, it was insanely expensive. So we were kind of scrambling to find something. And she mentioned these girls that she knew from back home in New York. And she said, you know, they have a hotel room. I know them. They said that we could stay with them if we split the cost with them. The only problem is there's going to be five of us in this hotel room. And there's only like two queen beds, and one of us is going to have to sleep on the floor, or two of us are going to have to sleep on the floor, but we can try and go to Target and get an air mattress. I did not know any of the four other girls, but there was nothing stopping me from getting myself to this Coachella. I was like, I will be there. I just was really excited to be able to work with a brand and go, and I was like, yes, 100 times yes, let's do it. So, you know, I'm prepping for my first Coachella. I didn't really know what to expect, but I know that I wanted to look good. I was like laying out at the pool every day. I'm going to the gym late night. And my first mistake was I got so much lip filler before this Coachella trip that if I show you these pictures right now, like, please don't laugh at me. I'm pretty sure I've shown them in another episode before, but this is basically the reasoning behind my very, very, very overfilled lips. So back in my early college days, there was this place in Florida that would give out free lip filler to all these girls if you would just like tag them in a bunch of your posts. And obviously I was like, yes, like I don't want to pay for lip filler, and this is just like an amazing deal. But the problem is that they would always say yes. If you're like, hey, I came in yesterday to get my lips filled, like I want to do it again, they're like, yeah, of course, like come right on in. And I think I just got my lips done like 2 weeks before, and then I got invited to go to Coachella, and I was like, well, obviously I need more lip filler. Like, obviously I need to make sure that like my lips are so plump and juicy, which like I don't know why I thought that was like a good look for me. So I reach out to the lip filler place. I go in, I get my lips plumped up again, and I remember driving back and looking in the car, and I was like, are these a little too big? Like, maybe I had just gone a little bit overboard, and the filler, like, there was so much filler in my lips that it wasn't even fitting in my face. Like, my lips were literally creasing over. I somehow got this, like, mustache, and, like, my face was all, like contorted, and, like, I started getting these lines. Like, it literally, like, was about to pop. Like, my lips were about to explode with lip filler, and I didn't care. I was like, you know what? This is gonna look really good for Coachella. I have my lip filler, I get my outfits, I pack my bag, and I head to California alone, solo, not knowing anyone there. And I had no care in the world. Like, it kind of, when I look back now, I'm like, how was I not like scared at all to just go travel and be with these girls that I had really no idea who they were? Like, I had seen them on social media, so I was like, okay, well, hopefully, like, that means she's normal and fine. But like, she very well could have been like a serial killer. And I was like, hey, like, let's stay in this hotel room together. Like, perfect. And honestly, that's just one thing about me, is I have a problem saying no to things. Like, I will say yes out of the fear of FOMO, because I'm like, I have to be there, I have to go. And I just love like traveling and experiencing things in life. And like, I've just always been this way. Like, if you are gonna like tell me to go somewhere, I will be there, and I will make it work, and I will have a fun time. Like, I, in the moment, like, was not worried or stressed at all about this. And I look back now and I'm like, wait, maybe that was like a little dangerous or a little scary, but like, Alex just did not care. Alex was there for the vibes and the good time, and I pride myself on that. I say yes to pretty much everything, and as long as I feel like we can have a fun time, I'm there. So we get to California. I'm with these four of the girls that I had just met, and we got a blow-up mattress, I think, from like Target or something. We squish it in this hotel room. So imagine like five girls, I guess, packing for Coachella. Everyone has all these accessories, boots, cowboy hats, sparkles are all over the place. There was one bathroom in this hotel room, and it was like a single sink bathroom. So when we were getting ready for the festival every day, it was actual mayhem. Like, I could not see anything on the floor. We're stepping on each other's stuff. Like, things are falling into each other's suitcases. I was like, wait, where's my outfit? I lost it. But it was so much fun. And like, I don't know, I love meeting new people. Everyone was really nice, and we got along, and like, so grateful that these random girls let me come stay with them and stay on their floor. Like, that is so cool of them. So we had a good time. We made it work. And in the realm of preparing for this trip, one, and losing things in this room, two, I thought it would be a good idea, because I'm thinking Coachella in my head. I'm like, this is the fanciest thing I've ever been to in my life. I had this black Chanel flat bag and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this to Coachella because obviously like I have to pop off. I have to look like the bougiest I've ever looked. And I'm going to bring this Chanel bag. Why would I bring a Chanel bag to a festival? Like, I don't know what was going through my mind. Like, for some reason, I just thought that was the move. And like, I thought it would make me look really cool and fit in with all the like cool LA people. No, wrong. Shouldn't have done that because I left that trip without the Chanel bag. The Chanel bag did not come back with me. And you know what? It hurt, but the bag, it actually was free. And it's not what you think. It was not a paid brand deal. Chanel was not sponsoring me for this trip with a Chanel bag. I had gotten this bag from a random man in Miami. Huh? Excuse me? Not a sugar daddy, but sort of similar. So I'm going to explain, and I need everyone to just bear with me for a second here before everyone's like, what was Alex doing where she's getting these free things from men? Let's just take a deep breath. Any big city where you're going out and there's clubs, there are also promoters. And I didn't really know what a promoter was when I went to my freshman year of college. I literally, my first promoter asked us to Venmo him to take us out to the club. And basically what a promoter's job is they work for the club and they have to fill up their table with like hot, fun girls and make the club just like look fun and look like a vibe, but they bring them there for free. Like they get the table comped, it's paid for by the club. And basically it's just a good way to go out with your friends for free. And that's what a lot of girls do going out in these cities. So even like my freshman year, this promoter reached out to us and he was like, hey, like, I'll bring you guys out tonight if you each Venmo me $50. And we were like, okay, yeah. Like, I had no idea. Like, if you're listening to this, do not ever Venmo a promoter. You're not supposed to do that. Like, they are getting paid to bring you to the club. It's costing them zilch. Like, they are getting paid to have you there. And, like, their job is to get you there. So you do not need to pay them. And I've seen this happen to girls in spring break in Miami. They've been like, hey, Alex, like, oh my gosh, we're so excited to be here. We just, like, paid the promoters for these tickets. And I was like, no, you're not supposed to do that. So just some advice if you're looking to go on a trip to Miami and reaching out to promoters, do not Venmo them. As we're getting into college, promoter scene, entering Miami, we're going out and we're meeting a bunch of different promoters. And there's this one in particular that like just loved our friend group because he could call us on a Monday night, on a Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday. We were ready to go. Like my friends, we were like, we will be at the club. We will dance. We will put on our mini dresses and have the best night of our lives. And we also are a very responsible friend group. Like we could go out and have fun, but we're not like the sloppy girls who are like falling over and puking on each other. Of course, that's happened like maybe one or twice, but we're pretty good about like if someone's sick, like we're taking them home and leaving. So I just feel like we became close with this promoter because he was like, these girls are reliable, they're fun, they're down for a good time, I can call them whenever, and we were ready to go. So as we're building our relationship with this promoter, he's like, hey, like, want me to take you guys out to dinners? And they will like do this. This is normal. Don't think that we're like prostitutes or something. Like this is like what happens. They get paid by like fun dinner places, all this stuff. So he takes us out to dinner. This man, as we get to know him more, he starts like spoiling us a little bit. He's like, I'm gonna send you guys Rolls Royces to pick you up from the freshman dorms. So imagine this, I'm in my Shein mini dress, bopping down the freshman hallways, going out in front of the freshman cafeteria and getting into a Rolls Royce with all my friends. We actually probably did look like prostitutes because everyone on campus was like looking, they're like, where are those girls going? And we were like, oh yeah, you know, just going out on like our Tuesday night in the Rolls Royce. And they would have these drivers with like white gloves pick us up and open the door. And like, we just were, I don't like know what, how this happened to us. But anyway, we were just like getting spoiled by this promoter. So as you know, the year goes on, we're now in like my sophomore year and we're still in contact with this promoter because girls just want to have fun. We're going out to the bar. And all of a sudden, I get a delivery from the front desk. They call me at my apartment building. They're like, hey, Alex, we have a delivery for you. And it's from this promoter's name. We will call him Benji. Benji sends me something downstairs. So I go down to the lobby. There is a bouquet of flowers, and there is a Chanel bag, and there is a YSL bag. And when I tell you, I was like, this isn't for me. Like, I think you have the wrong Alex. Like, I didn't order this. Like, don't know where this is coming from. Like, my boyfriend at the time was definitely not getting me that. Like, this is definitely not for me. And they were like, oh no, like Alex Earl and apartment, like blah, blah, blah. Like, this is for you. And I was like, okay. So I take these bags, I bring them up to my room and I open the card. Benji writes me a card basically being like, Alex, like I wanted to spoil you and get you these things. I open the bags. I'm shaking, by the way, because this is like my first like designer bag. A huge Chanel black flat bag, and then a pair of black snakeskin YSL heels. He probably wanted me to wear this to the club instead of my Shein outfits, but I opened this and I was like, oh, what in the world is going on right now? And as excited as I was, because like, who doesn't love free nice things from random men? But I was like, this is a little creepy. Like at this point, this is feeling like a little bit, nothing had ever been directed at me before. It was always like a friend group vibe type of thing. So when this happened, I was like, ooh, I don't know how I'm feeling about this. Like this is feeling a little too targeted and like some type of like exchange. Like I was just like, I don't want to do this. And like, I cannot talk to this guy anymore, this promoter. And I was like, we can't go out with him anymore. Like we need to find someone else because this is getting creepy. So cut him off. But I did keep the Chanel bag and the YSL heels because I have to keep the free bag and the YSL here. Why not? I was like, this is a gift. I guess I have to keep this, but it was my parting gift. So we had to distance ourselves from him. We never really talked to Benji again. We've like seen him around. But basically, that is the story of how I acquired this Chanel bag in the first place. Now, flash forward back to my first Coachella. I bring this Chanel bag because, you know, I was like, you know what? We got to pop off. And as we're checking out, it was one of those situations where we had to check out at like 10 a.m. and our flight was at 7 or 8 p.m. So we were like lounging around this hotel all day. And I had like two suitcases, a carry-on bag, a backpack. I was also just wearing the Chanel bag over my shoulder. Like, Alex, just put it in the suitcase. Like, I couldn't take this thing off of me. It was like sewn to my head at this point. I was like, hey guys, like I have a Chanel bag. It's like, you're leaving. You're going to the airport, Alex. Like, put it in your suitcase. Like, this is like, I was just being a dumbass. As I have time to kill on my last day in Palm Springs, this is after Coachella, we're checking out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a walk to Starbucks. I'm lugging my two suitcases, my carry-on bag, my backpack, lugging it down the road. I'm like, we're going to go get some coffee and some egg bites this morning. And of course, I get to Starbucks. I'm setting everything down on the tables. I have my coffee. It's fine. And then I pack everything up and I leave. And as I'm going to the airport, I'm like, oh, okay, where's my like lip gloss? I think it's in my purse or whatever. And I go find my Chanel purse and it's gone. Gone. I'm like, wait, where is it? Maybe I left it by the pool because I was laying out at the pool a little bit at this hotel. Not there, not in the hotel room. I'm talking to the people at the front desk of this hotel. I'm like, can you pull up security footage? Like, where did I last have this? And then it struck me. I was like, oh my God, I brought this bag to Starbucks. So I walked back to Starbucks. They basically were like, no, we haven't seen a bag all day. And I was asking them for security footage, but they were saying they couldn't give it to me. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I was just like so frazzled at this point. And I was so distraught. Like I was ghost pale, shaking. I was like, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Like I get gifted this nice bag and then I lose it. And I think someone just took it from Starbucks. So whoever got that bag, like, I hope you are getting good use out of it. And I wish you the best with that bag. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. First dates can be so much fun, we all know that, but I also know how scary they can be. And as much as I want you guys to all have a good time, your safety should always come first. That's a priority. When my friends are going on dates, I make sure that they share their location with me. I'm always texting them for updates, making sure they're good, they feel safe. And I have good news for you guys. Dating is about to get easier and safer thanks to Tinder's safety features. Share My Date is the best way to let your friends know your plans for the night. That way they know where you are and aren't blowing up your phone when you don't text them back. Noonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services if you're feeling uneasy or in need of assistance on a date. And are you sure? Which will prompt you or someone you're chatting with to think twice before sending a potentially offensive or harmful message. Feel confident about dating safely with Tinder. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. So going from my first year of Coachella to my second year of Coachella was a massive difference. And my second year, I had been flown out by a brand. I got to bring all my friends. It was a much bigger of a production. Like, they had a whole house set up for us. They had a compound with all these other houses and people staying on it. And it really just like made me so grateful, because obviously like my year one to year two was just such a drastic difference. And even going to my year one, like, that was good enough for me. Like, I was so happy and so grateful to be there. And I know it's like a big dream for people to always go to Coachella. So like the fact that I'm able to go and work with brands and be here is like so beyond amazing. And I'm so grateful for it, and like would not trade anything in the world. You will not see me be the girl who's complaining here. Like, I can't believe I get to experience this. And I hope that you guys get to enjoy it as much, because I'm going to be taking content all weekend and vlogging so I can bring you guys with me and truly show you what this experience is like. So moving on to my second year, it was so much fun. And a big part of Coachella is the after parties, which I didn't know. My first year, I went to no after parties. Every year, there's a bunch of either brands or places that throw these after parties. There's this one called like Neon Carnival, and it literally looks like you are in the scene of Euphoria when they go to that carnival. Like, it's big neon arcade games, but it's like a club. Like, they have club tables there and they have like a DJ performing. So I cannot wait to go this year, because it was a lot of fun last year. And then one of the other big parties that they have is at this house, and this house looks like, I don't even know, like a resort maybe. So when you walk into this house that has this after party, it is like a beach in the backyard, but it's not on the water. Like, we're in the desert. There's no beach here. They just built it. Like, they built a beach, built pool chairs, built a lake. Like, there is literally a lake in the backyard of this place. It is the most insane place I've ever been. I felt like I was walking into like Ibiza when I was there. And we walked in last year. We were so out of place. I was like, what are we doing here? Like, everyone there was like really cool and just like famous in some type of way. Me and my friends are like, okay, like, let's just blend in and like mosey on through. And as we're like scheming, walking around, this guy I know had a table, and he was like, hey, Alex, like, want to come on my table? And I was like, yeah, of course we want to come on the table. Duh. And this time last year, I was single, didn't have a boyfriend. You know, I started maybe talking to NFL man a little bit, but I was still single. And he was like, hey, like, are you single? And I was like, I am. And he's like, would you want to meet my friend over there? And he points to this like really tall guy. I look over and I'm looking at the back of his head, and I was like, I don't know. He had like some like outfit on that I was like not sure about. I was like, you know what? He's not my type. Like, it's fine, whatever. Like, I just really like wasn't interested. Literally 1 minute later, this guy turns around, and the guy I was talking to goes over to the guy who he had pointed out. We're going to call him Peter. Peter turns around, and I know exactly who Peter is. Like, Peter is a very famous, well-known athlete. Like, very, like, everyone would know him. And I was like, oh my God, like, why did I just like mess up that introduction, and now I can't like go back because Peter was already talking to my guy friend and was like, oh yeah, and I guess he was like, oh yeah, you know, she doesn't think you're his type or whatever. And I'm literally like, am I like the biggest dumbass in the entire world? Like, how did I just miss that introduction? And I would have completely said he was my type. I just saw the back of his head. I didn't know, okay? It was a long weekend. I had zero brain cells left after Coachella. And I was so distraught. And I couldn't, like, then go up because I was just too embarrassed. And that's not me to, like, really just go up and, like, approach or attack. So I just laid back. And, you know, we really, the ship has sailed on that one, obviously. But, you know, just a little story for any of my girls out there. Never judge a guy by the back of their head because it may just very well be someone that you want to meet and didn't. Also, last year at Coachella, I had brought Ashton, Sally, Kristen, and they're also with me this year. So we kind of brought like the same group around again. And then I also brought Patrick Ta, who you guys know, amazing makeup artist, amazing makeup brand, and he does my makeup a lot. But we've also just kind of become like very good friends at this point, and he's really fun. And then he has a friend called Zaza, and I met Zaza a little bit ago. And you know when you meet people and just right off the bat you're like, you are a fun vibe, we are gonna get along, we are gonna be friends. And we honestly just all made this Coachella plan together. I was like, let's go, let's have a good weekend. Mixing like two friend groups for the first time is like kind of scary, kind of fun, because I have my friends, obviously Ashton, Sally, and Kristen, and then I have Patrick and Zaza, who I know, but like none of them have ever really met before. Like Patrick's met a few of them, but not like in depth, like not where we're staying in a house and partying together. And immediately off the bat, like when we got here this weekend, like everyone is just clicking, having an amazing time, which is like what you hope for when you're introducing two types of friends. Like this vibe of this house like could not be any better. Like everyone is literally down to just like stand around and like dance and have fun at every point of the day. And I am just so excited to see what is going to happen this weekend. We're vlogging it all, so I'm gonna like recap you guys on everything and tell you what has happened, because like right now I'm just like, what are we gonna do, what's gonna happen, like who's gonna fall on their face? Like, I just cannot wait to see what happens and the memories that we're gonna make and the music that we are going to get to hear and experience and dance to. Like, Lana's performing, they have Tyler, the Creator's also headlining, but we're really excited to see like Dom Dalla, John Summit, Blondish, Michael BB, Ice Spice. Like, there's so many good people, Sublime. Like, I could just keep going. The list goes on and on. And, like, I just know that we're going to have such a fun weekend and dance our hearts out. So we have to pull it together over here, have to make myself look festival ready. And I have to take off my Coachella gear. We have these shirts that say Coachella with all of our faces on it. I have pants on right now that also say Coachella. Like Poppy, like when it comes to merch, like they just absolutely kill it. Like they did everything and more. They thought of everything for this house. Like they did not leave one single crumb. Poppy went above and beyond. And honestly, like I've been living off these poppies already. Like they're really, really good. So let's go. Let's get ready for Coachella. Coachella 2024, here we come. Right, left, right, left, right, left. It's gonna be really good. Music video coming soon.
Day one, let's go!
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
Here we go. Makeup time. Patrick is such a king for rallying every day and doing my makeup, because we're all, like, just trying to survive.
We had a late night. But it is late today. It's 6 o'clock right now.
We are just getting started, but we're going to the festival later today because we just honestly, we went too early yesterday. So by the end of the night, we were like dead, and we want to make it to all the after parties tonight. But I feel like it's been so much fun having like Patrick here with my friend group. Like, everyone's just like mixing so well and vibing so well.
We honestly have such a fun group.
We do. And I don't know, even from like the first time we met, Patrick was doing my makeup, and all of my friends, because he was like coming to my house and we were like, oh my God, Patrick Taw is coming to our house. So all of my friends literally sat around my bed and like watched him do my makeup, and they're like, Natalie's like, I'm taking notes right now.
Honestly, it was the best day, because it was nostalgic for me, because I used to get ready with like all my girlfriends back at home, and like I haven't done that in such a long time.
And he brought over bags of makeup, and we were all like freaking out. We were like, oh my God, he's Santa Claus. And well, actually, I thought that we weren't doing my makeup at my house.
I begged her to actually come to her college.
And my house was like a little dirty, if anyone remembers like Casa Cucaracha. I was like, okay, maybe like, I was like, I can come to your hotel, like it's so fine. And he was like, no, I'll come to your house. I was like, no, like I can really like come to your hotel, like I swear, like my room's really crammed, like it doesn't work. And he was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, oh shit, like I have to pull this together. So me and my friends like hoisted my bed like to the other side of the room, which was like 6 inches over, so it didn't really make that much more room.
There was all this stuff underneath her bed. There's a thong.
There was like a dirty thong on the floor, and I was like just shoving everything under anywhere, like in any crevice that I could, trying to prepare. And
I also think the air conditioning was broken that day too.
No, so the fan in my room had just broken, and he came over and he was like, oh, like he's like sweating because my house was like really hot, and he was like,
and
oh,
we're in Miami.
He was like, oh, can we turn on that fan up there? And I was like, it's broken. So he's literally dripping in sweat doing my makeup, like
honestly. I was honestly really nervous.
It was so much fun though. And then we went out for like dinner after that, and I feel like a friendship just had blossomed, and now I'm so excited. We're doing Coachella together. What'd you say this was, like, your 15th Coachella?
This is, like, my 15th Coachella, but it, honestly, it's been, like, one of the best Coachellas.
No, this Coachella and is we're the
only,
best Coachella.
We're only on day two.
We're only on day two, and we just already know. And we're even already going to have a better day than we had yesterday. It's just going to keep getting better. The days just keep going up.
I love, like, when we're in a group that everyone just wants to have fun.
Yeah, like, no one's, like, a negative Nelly. Those are not fun on these types of trips. I feel like everyone has to be, like, down for anything to happen, anything to like break down, go wrong, and just like want to have fun. Like even the other night we went out, and the party we went to, like it was like okay, like it wasn't that fun, and we just started like dancing like crazy people.
We literally started the party. It sounds
then
like so
all
crazy,
of a sudden
did.
This room filled up and everyone's dancing, and I'm like, we just started the party.
And of course, we go onto the stage.
We're in the DJ booth. Me and Patrick, like, dancing. This is the final glam look for today. Now it's time to get dressed and head to the festival.
Bye.
Who wants to take a shot with Cowboy Carter? Yeehaw, bitch!
Cheers to Coachella!
All right, day two, we're coming in hot.
Girls, we're back from Coachella. I'm back in Miami. I made it. I survived. I don't know how, though. Like, on day three of that festival, I actually was like, I don't think I can go. I'm not gonna make it. We took so much footage, so I want to walk you through everything that happened and just like highlight the best moments we had. Kristen was gonna do this segment with me, but I think she's still sleeping. Like, I had to get up and do a panel today, and I can't see straight. I'm so tired. We saw so many amazing artists like Lana Del Rey, Sabrina Carpenter, Ice Spice killed it. We saw a bunch of DJs. We were hopping around. Like, I would say this is the Coachella that I experienced the most sets. We went from so many different stages. Like, we were hopping around the whole entire time. We did not sit still. And the first crazy thing about this was, so Poppy had set this all up for us, and they spoiled us to no extent. Like, I've never experienced something like that in my life. We were staying across the street from the festival, so they got us golf carts to pick us up and take us every day to the festival. And I was feeling on top of the world. I was like, I'm pulling up to Coachella in a golf cart right now. Like, it felt so crazy. I was like, wow. We got there so quick, like, because we could just scoot around, go on the sidewalk. And last year when we were going to Coachella, I told you guys it was like an hour car ride for us to get there, and we were in a big Sprinter van. And you know, when you're pre-gaming and drinking a lot, you have to pee. And last year was a little rough with that because we were in the car for so long. We're pre-gaming, we're like, yes, let's go. And we had to pee so bad. And you know, it was one of my friends. I'm not going to out her. But she was like, I really have to go to the bathroom right now. And I was like, well, we're 30 minutes away from the festival. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to do. And she was like, I need to pee in a cup. And, you know, my friend who had to pee she's the type of person that she's like, I can't do this unless someone else does it with me. So of course I was like, okay, I'll pee in the cup with you. So we were literally squatted down in this van, holding on to these like cups that we're supposed to be putting drinks in and peeing. So yeah, the golf carts were really quick and easy, and no one had to pee on the way there. We walked in on the first day, and I honestly forgot how dusty it was. Like, when you are walking in there, it's hot. There's wind blowing with like dust, and it's dry heat. So I literally was walking in, I was I like couldn't breathe, and I was a little scared that that was gonna happen the rest of the weekend. But I'm pretty sure I adjusted. Like, I kept blowing my nose, and it was literally like all black dust. And that's happened in years past. Like, it is just, your lungs are going to get a little dusty. So we got there Friday, and it's crazy how I feel like each day started to top the next one, because we did Friday and I was like, okay, Friday, best day, like nothing is going to top that. We were walking around. This day we saw John Summit and Dom Dallas set together, and they absolutely killed it. Like, I've seen them a bunch just being in Miami, but like, it was so good. I'm pretty sure there was a moment in time where I like lost my mind. I think we have it on video. They just like did this beat drop with the lasers, and the lasers were like going over the crowd. I quite literally lost my mind in that moment. Like, I couldn't comprehend how happy I was. Like, I was literally jumping out of my skin. It was so much fun. And then that night was also Lana Del Rey, which she pulled up on a motorcycle, like through the crowd, through the back of the festival. And the festival's huge. Like, you are walking a lot, and she motorcycled in through the crowd, looking so hot. She's never looked better. I couldn't comprehend how excited I was. And like, being in a crowd, sometimes I feel like people get stressed out about being in crowds, but being in a crowd when you're experiencing something like that, like everyone collectively just losing their mind, and like people next to you that you don't know, like grabbing you and being like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I have chills again thinking about it right now. It was so crazy. And she brought out Billie Eilish, which I love Billie Eilish so much. They sang Ocean Eyes together, and it was just so, so magical. Like, oh my God, it was amazing. So at the festival, there are a bunch of different sets, and you don't realize how big it is until you get there. Like, to walk from one stage to another could take you like 15-20 minutes. It is really, really big. There's a lot of different stages, and you have to like plan that out when you're like, okay, we got to walk here, we have to walk there. And a lot of the times you like need to sit down in between sets because your feet are tired from walking. Like, you better have comfy shoes on or you are screwed. So we'd usually just like sit down on the grass before the sets, recoup. Water is so important. Like, we were going to the bars and just getting so much water because you have to stay hydrated, especially if you're like with the dust. I'm like, your throat gets dry, so you really need to make sure you have a lot of water. And then, you know, we get back from day one. We had the best time ever. And I think where we went wrong day one is we started really early. Like, we got there at 3 p.m. I would say, and we were there until 1 a.m. So we were there for a really long time. And I feel like that's fine if you're not planning to go out after, but we had all these plans to go to these after parties. I'm pretty sure Poppy set us up with like a table this one night, and we got back. We were so like freezing and cold because it gets freezing at night. And it's kind of hard to dress for that because during the day, it's like 95 degrees. Like, even holding a jacket, you will be dripping in sweat. But at night, like, you can literally wear a snowsuit and still be cold. Like, it is so beyond freezing, and especially with the wind. So we got back from day one. We're freezing. We get home to the Poppy house. They had food laid out for us. We were munching. Like, we were so hungry. And by the time we, like, put on our sweatsuits, we were, like, having the hypothermia leave our body. We were getting some food, recouping, having some water. We all like laid in bed together. We're sitting just like talking about the night. The next thing I know, I wake up and I look around, and it is the next morning. All six of us in the house went into this one bed, fell asleep together on top of one another. I'm literally like on Patrick, like my hands in his face. I wake up. I was like, wait, where am I right now? We slept through the after parties on Friday. And you know what? I think it was a blessing in disguise because we had to take it slow. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We had Saturday and Sunday to still go out. And Sunday ended up being our craziest night going out, which we knew was going to happen. So honestly, it's fine. I was sad that we didn't make it to the after parties, but it was probably better for our like health and sanity. So now that we're rallying for day two, it was really nice out during the day. And that's kind of the nice thing about Coachella is a lot of the sets we wanted to see weren't until like 5 p.m. So we kind of had all day to just like lay out and chill at the house and go in the pool, which was so nice that we had a pool. Thank you, Poppy. Love you so fucking much. And then Patrick did my makeup. And honestly, Patrick is like, round of applause for Patrick because he got up every day and did my makeup, which he did not have to do. But he was like, if we're staying together, like, I want you to look really good. I want to do your makeup. And it was actually so nice of him because I literally kept saying, I was like, Patrick, like, if you don't feel good, if you like want to go lay down and don't want to do this, like, you do not have to. And he was like, no, like, I'm going to do your makeup every day. And he killed it all 3 days. Like, MVP, killed it. I like just love when Patrick does my glam. He does it like no other. I don't know. He has a magical touch to him. And we honestly had so much fun doing the glam together. And we were really hyped for day two because we had just like ruined the night of night one by sleeping. So we were like, we're going to have fun today. We are going to be the party house. And I don't know if you guys kept seeing on TikTok, because a lot of brands had taken influencers to Coachella. They were literally calling it like sorority houses. They're like, okay, here's the poppy house, here's the tart house, here's the guest house. And we were like, this is like so funny that people are like calling them sorority houses. But you know, poppy house, we were having the most fun, I must say. Poppy house was the party house. So we had other people that we were friends with come over and pregame, and you know, we're taking pictures. We were doing this TikTok dance. You probably saw, if you watched my TikToks, we posted it 100 times. I'm pretty sure Patrick posted like 1,000 of them, from Camila Cabello's new song I Love It in her music video. And it's the dance from her music video, and it's like slow down, baby. Are you in a row now? So you can grow now. And Patrick was like, I'm obsessed with this, when we were on the way to Coachella. And he was like, we should learn this dance and do it this weekend. And not only did me and Patrick learn it, the rest of our house learned it. People from other houses learned it. And we did this dance like probably 100,000 times. Like, we would be in the middle of a set at Coachella, and he was like, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we could not stop doing it. But yeah, we were basically just dancing, drinking, having a good time. Headed over for day two on our golf carts. Going with a big group is fun because first it was just the 6 of us, and now we had like 15 of us. And honestly, some people, I mean, you know, I know we were all drinking, but some people don't know how to walk through a festival, because we would walk, I'm not even kidding, 20 feet and everyone would go missing. Everyone's like over here, over there, talking to someone. I'm like, guys, we have to walk like a 20-minute walk right now. Like, we have to hold hands and stay straight. And I was getting so frustrated. I was like, guys, just walk and like hold hands and stay together. And I would walk at the front of the group because I'm a fast walker. Everyone was yelling at me. They're like, Alex, can you stop walking so fast? But I guess it's like the New Jersey East Coast in me. I just like sprint, and I hate slow walkers. I can't stand when people walk slow. Especially, wait, this is like a really niche time, but I always notice that when you get off a plane, like when you're deboarding the plane, you get landed, whatever, everyone walks so slow. And I'm like, don't you want to like run right now? Like, we just sat on a plane for so long and everyone's just like with their suitcases strolling. I literally am like crazy going around them in the airport because I'm like, move over. So I was walking too fast for everyone in the group. And then we were also with like Harry Jowsey, so he was also getting stopped by like so many girls. So it took us actually like an hour to walk 10 feet. But this night we went to so many different sets and we saw Michael Beebe play, which was so good. And he played for like 4 hours. Like, we kept walking around the festival, and every time we came back, Michael Beebe was still playing, and we were like, he is absolutely killing it right now. In between sets, we would go to the Yuma tent if we didn't have really anyone that we were like dying to see, because the Yuma tent was nice because it's covered. So during the day, if it's hot, you go in the Yuma tent, there's AC. During the night, when it's cold, you go in the Yuma tent and you're warmer. And it's just this like big tent that has a covering, and it's all like house music, and it's such a vibe in there. Like, it is so much fun. I will say, people who go to those type of things, like I would say EDM community people, are just so much nicer and like cooler. Like, they just get it. This girl comes up to me and she was like, hey, taps me on the shoulder. I thought she was gonna ask me for a picture, and she was like, I love you so much, like, can we dance together? And I literally got full body chills because I was like, that's just like the coolest thing anyone's ever done or said. I was like, of course I'll dance with you. And we just danced for like 20 minutes and she was just like so cool and so nice. And then there were these other girls who also wanted to take a picture, but they didn't want to bother me. And they literally put on their phone, like, you know, you can write on Snapchat and like turn it sideways. They were like, Alex, can we take a photo of you from like 10 feet away? And they were just like standing there waiting for me to like see their phone. And I was like, oh my god, yes. I was like, you can come up to me. Like, it was just like actually the sweetest thing ever. And I just feel like everyone at those type of things is just so respectful and nice, and that community, like, they just get it. So Saturday night, we played our cards a little bit better. We were there, we saw Tyler the Creator for like 10 minutes, and then we skirted over to go see Dom Dalla, who absolutely like killed it. Like, it was so good. And then we went back to the house. Patrick was literally yelling at everyone. He was like, no food, do not change, do not sit down, because we made that mistake the first night. And then we literally just like grabbed some water really quick. We made some drinks and then we got in a sprinter van to go out to the parties. And this night we went to somewhere called Neon Carnival. So it's basically like a big carnival setup with these neon lights. We went down a slide. We had so much fun and we partied there all night. Like we were there until 4:30 in the morning and then we were like, okay, like let's go to the next after party. I was like, I have the address, like don't worry, I'll get us there. And we pull up to this next after party and we get there and the guys at the door were like, hey. I was like, hi, like we're here, I'm pretty sure we're on the list. And he was like, this is like closed, like it's been closed for like 30 minutes now, like music's off, party's over, it's almost 5 in the morning. And I was like, oh, like why? I don't know. I was not ready for the party to end. So we came back Saturday night. We just partied at the house for a little bit. We played music and then we went to bed. I got 2 hours of sleep this night and it was really rough for me the next morning. When we woke up on Sunday, I was like, no, I'm not going to the festival. Like, it's not happening. I was at the pool, literally sitting on the poppy floats, spinning around. I was like, something needs to revive me right now. Honestly, I will say though, like a fresh cold poppy, like they got me through the weekend. And I honestly need to get some right now because yesterday me and Kristen were like, wait, we want another poppy right now. But I was literally dying on Sunday. Didn't think I was gonna make it. I was sitting in bed like napping. Everyone was getting ready for the festival. They're like, Alex, like let's go, speed it up. And I was like, I can't do it. I told Patrick, I was like, just let me do my own makeup, like I'll do it in like 5 minutes. And he insisted. He was like, Alex, it's the last day, like you better pull it together right now. And this was also the day that John Summit was closing out Coachella, so obviously, we really wanted to go. I just like needed a little bit of tequila in my system. So Zaza, Zaza made me like 10 tequila sodas while I was getting ready and it really revived me. I'm kidding, it wasn't 10, it was like 3. But we also had a pregame this day again. So everyone came over, you know, once everyone's at the house and you hear music playing and people like screaming, I was like, okay, fine, I'll get ready. But this day, I could not pull myself to wear one of the outfits I was supposed to wear because I just wanted to be really comfortable. Like the one outfit I had was like a little bit itchy and scratchy. And I was like, you know what? I just like really want to be comfortable today. So I ended up wearing this outfit that was such a last minute order. Like I got these things on Tuesday before I left on Thursday. And it was these long low waist jean shorts. So they came down to like my knees. I wore 2 belts with it and I wore this graphic tee that said like, do my boobs look good in this? And I put on a leather jacket, boots, sunglasses, called it a day. And it honestly ended up being like one of my favorite Coachella outfits and I loved it so much. It's so funny because I would never picture myself to wear something like that. Everyone kept saying this outfit is so Ashton coded. Like Ashton, I mean, she's such a bitch because I knew this was gonna happen too. She's like, none of my outfits came for Coachella. I have nothing. Like, I ordered all this cool stuff and nothing came. And this is the day before we leave. And I was so sad for her because I was like, Ashton, like, I feel so bad for you. So I was like, don't worry. I have all these outfits, all this clothes. Like, I can let you wear anything you want. And we pull up to Coachella. Ashton puts these outfits together from like random things she finds in her closet. And every day she looked better than all of us. I was like, Ashton, you're not allowed to keep doing this. Like, I don't know how she does it. And at first, she'll, like, put on an outfit, like, doesn't look cute. And she'll try, like, 10 different things. And then she just, like, makes a good outfit. I'm someone who needs to buy, like, oh, this top goes with this bottom and this accessory. And then I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, I cannot ever, like, see the vision. And Ashton's so good at that. And honestly, it's, like, really annoying and frustrating because she just, like, puts, like, no effort into it sometimes. And she just, like, ends up looking the best. So Ashton, we hate you. I'm kidding. But we rallied, we made it to day 3. And then it's so funny because day 3 ended up even being the best. Like every day kept outdoing each other. Like we danced so much and we were there for like the least amount of time. I wonder how many steps I had this weekend. I wanna say it has to be like 20,000 each day. I should check. Let's see how many steps I had dancing. So you can really see the difference in the days that I had. And this really just shows how each day got better and better and I danced more and more. So Friday, I had 13,700 steps. So, you know, we did the least on Friday, apparently. Saturday, I went all the way up to 23,362 steps. Oh. Okay, yes. Okay, my days are a little bit crazy because I was up until 6 a.m. every day, so the days might be a little bit wrong. So, Saturday, 23,000 steps. Then Sunday, I had 25,279 steps. And that's because this night, after we saw John perform, we went out to an after party that he was playing. And it was at this, like, it looked like, I'm pretty sure it was an airport, just in this big warehouse. And he was playing with Clooney there. And it was so much fun. There was, like, a really cool setup where, like, the DJ stand was. It was, like, this big metal staircase, and it honestly was really, really hard. Like, I was not able to walk up and down them. Sally fell down them, of course. We knew one of us was going to, and we stayed there. He played until 4:30, and then afterwards we were like, woo, congrats. And then we went out to another party with everyone, and they ended up staying until like 10 a.m. It was like a sunrise type of party, but when it hit like 5:30 or 6, I'm pretty sure my group, we were like, we have to be at the airport tomorrow morning. Like, I had to leave at 10 a.m. and I hadn't packed yet. And I was like, if we don't go now, we are never going to make it home. So we go to bed at 6. I wake up at 8 a.m. So I got 2 hours of sleep again. And then I packed really quick for the airport, and then we left. And traveling back home was just like, all of us were texting in our group chat from the house, just like, we can't do this right now. We're dying. Everyone was just not okay, not feeling amazing. Everyone was sleep deprived. And we also were just like missing each other. Like, our Coachella group was just the best group of people, I'm pretty sure, ever in the entire world. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better group. And we're all like, we're having separation anxiety. Like, I don't remember life before Coachella. It went by so quick, but it felt like I was there for like years. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I was like, I don't remember like what we did before this. Like, it was just, it was such an amazing time and just like the best weekend ever. And I honestly think that's my biggest takeaway from this weekend, is you can have fun no matter where you are, because I keep seeing people be like, well, Coachella's not fun. And listen, I think everything is what you make it. Like, I was with a group of people that when we were going to get our coffee in the morning, like, we were having a party. Like, we had the best time ever going down the street to get coffee. And I feel like it's all who you surround yourself with, because you need, especially at these things, because it is tired, you're walking a lot, like, stuff is going to go wrong, it's not going to go as planned, like, you're going to be sweating hot, you're going to be freezing cold, like, you have to be around people who are positive and going to give off like good vibes and good energy. And some people, like, you can love them to death, but some people don't do that, and some people don't enjoy those things. So I feel like when you're going to a festival, you really have to curate a group that, like, you know, is going to be a good time and positive energy, because that to me is what makes it. Like, I don't know, like, most of the time it was just the six of us in the crowd. Like, we met up with some people to pregame, but then once we got to the actual festival, everyone kind of had different interests in music, so everyone was kind of going different places. And you just have to be with a group that, like, you're okay with being with that group and no one else, and just having fun with them. Because the second that you're with people and you're constantly worried about, like, oh, like, what is Jeremy doing, what is Alyssa doing, like, how can we go be with them, then you're not having fun, because you're constantly just like looking for other people to make you have fun. So you really need to just bring it out from yourselves, and we did that for sure. Like, we honestly, I think we are the most fun group to ever exist. With that being said, I cannot wait to go back to Coachella next year. Like, I'm already looking forward to it. I'm already planning my outfits. Like, I need to go back there. It was magical. And I really wanted to say thank you to you guys for supporting me and following me, because I wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. Like, I wouldn't be having these experiences. Poppy would not be taking me and my friends out. Like, I only get to do this stuff because of you guys, and I hope that I do a good job of bringing you guys along. And that's why I love vlogging everything and sharing it with you, because I want you guys to feel like you're part of the experience as well, because I know not everyone can go take a weekend off and go to Coachella. So I don't know, I'm really grateful for all of that, and I hope you guys know that I love you so much, and I wish I could just hop through the camera right now and give you all a hug and a kiss, and I love you so much. I will see you guys next week because we have some stuff to discuss. Everyone thinks that I broke up with Braxton because he was not at Coachella. So we're going to have some deep talk next week, and I'm going to tell you guys what's going on. I love you. Stay tuned for next Thursday. Bye. I've been moving like a hot mess. I don't want no combo, I want checks. I don't want the second, I want best. I'm all in my ass, wait, I'm a wreck.